1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. We've got so many talented people in our area giving their talents for great causes. We've got Doug Peterman in the studio. He's going to be performing as part of a very special get together at the Livery Yard Stratford coming up for this Sunday for an amazing cause. Also, Kate Trudeau is here with ShelterLink Youth Services. So I think you may know what this is all about. Doug and Kate, welcome. Good to see you. Thanks for dropping in.
Good morning.
Doug, let's start with you. You've got a very special concert or an event happening this Sunday at the Livery Yard. What's going on here?
Yeah, I'm going to be doing a two-hour gig in support of ShelterLink Youth Services. And I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a real mix. Normally, I play with a partner, but this one's going to be a solo gig. Okay. I'm going to be playing nylon string guitar. And this means that I get to play all of the stuff that I really like to play. That
no compromise, no discussion.
That's right. I don't have to sell it to my partner or anything like that. Although my partner, Sean's a great guy.
Yes, yes.
But yeah, I get to go a little bit further afield and pick up all kinds of stuff. It's going to be a real mixed program.
Okay. So a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Any sort of preview?
Absolutely. It's going to go from extreme oldies through show tunes, jazz standards. There's going to be some rock. There's going to be some singer-songwriter stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, all kinds of things.
Oh, well, we're looking forward to that. So that is happening for this Sunday at 12 noon and roughly for about 2 hours. Is that what we're looking
right.
at?
Yeah, we're going to be doing 12 to 2, catch the crowd before the show starts, the matinee on Sunday.
Yeah.
However, there's going to be a lot of in and out, so people can pretty much arrive anytime.
Okay.
And I'm just so happy to be doing this in support of such a great cause as ShelterLink.
Yeah, for ShelterLink Youth Services. And Doug, for you, what's it like performing? Now, do you often do solo shows? You mentioned performing with your partner, but do you often do any solo shows? Or?
I have been doing a little bit of solo work. That was where I started back when I was a teenager. And occasionally when with my partner, one of us can't show up, the other one will do a solo show. It's something that is a lot of fun. It's more work because you're trying to emulate, you know, the entirety of whatever thing you're covering. But it's also really creative, and so I really enjoy doing it. I like putting my own take on things.
Sure, yeah, and you're a terrific performer, so we look forward to that on Sunday. That's at 12 noon at the Livery Yard, 104 Downey Street in Stratford, and this is for a great cause. So let's get to Kate Trudeau from ShelterLink Youth Services in on the conversation. Kate, always wonderful to see you. Thanks for dropping by.
Thank you.
Let's remind folks about ShelterLink Youth Services, because you still get folks kind of familiar with what it's all about, but you still get lots of questions about ShelterLink.
Yes, yes. We've been around, it'll be 34 years this year in November, so we've been around a long time in this community, and folks still, you know, have questions about what we do and kind of want to know a little bit more about our service, and, you know, we evolve over the years to make sure we're meeting the needs of the youth in our community. So ShelterLink Youth Services serves and supports youth 14 to 24 in the community that are either experiencing homelessness or are at risk of homelessness.
And it's really now the focus is on transition, if you will, or moving out of homelessness into some sort of more stable housing. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think ideally if we can get to the youth before a housing crisis and they're either experiencing homelessness or right at that crisis point, that is ideal. So we really want to focus on prevention. We want to get into the schools. We want to be meeting with families and with youth when things are starting to happen so that it doesn't get to that point where they need our shelter service. So a lot of that prevention work is ideally what we'd like to kind of work on.
Okay, and there's been great fundraisers going on. I know there was a big barbecue not too long ago at Home Hardware. That was a huge success, and more certainly coming up in the fall. And of course, when you think of ShelterLink, you do think of coldest night of the year, as we talk about this on another hot summer day. But things like coldest night of the year with Stratford Connection Center and ShelterLink, that is a big event.
Yeah, that's our big event in winter. And with the cold, you know, people experiencing homelessness have certain challenges in the cold for sure. And that's great to bring the community together and support those folks then. But in the heat and in the summer, there's also challenges for youth outside. Or, you know, kind of experiencing that heat and all of those kind of health related issues that can come up in the summer. So it's nice to see the community wrap around us again in the summer and to have such great community members and those that can, you know, use their talents to really kind of support us in mm-hmm. our work. So we're always really grateful to those that want to support us and come out and use their great gifts.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. So if folks would like to reach out maybe, and you also take physical donations of various things for housing, if you will, or for...
Yeah, we've got a post-shelter support program. So when we're supporting the youth getting back into community in their own place, then, you know, they need some of those kind of fresh start items, household items, bedding, mm-hmm. all those things you kind of need when you start off in your new place. So we do take donations for that, and then day-to-day shelter donations as well, if there's just kind of kitchen supplies or cleaning supplies or, you know, those sort of things, we accept those as well.
Okay, and there's the Facebook page, and then there's the website as well.
There's the website, and we encourage people to check out the website because we have lots of information about what we do, mm-hmm. youth homelessness in general. There's a newsletter if folks are interested in signing up for our newsletter, because then, you know, people can stay current and kind of see what we're up to. So we definitely encourage those that are interested to, you know, follow us on all the socials, check out our website, and sign up for the newsletter.
There you go. Thanks for that to Kate. Let's get to Doug back in one more time again. Doug, boy, you know, this is what it's all about right here. Your talents helping out ShelterLink Youth Services at the Livery Yard Stratford, with a shout out for Lisa, who is helping coordinate a lot of this.
Absolutely. Livery Yard is my favorite coffee shop in the city. Lisa's doing such a wonderful job building community, supporting artists, supporting musicians, also supporting several charities. And I think she's doing a fantastic job. I love it.
So bring along your cash donations. Help out for this Sunday, Doug Peterman in concert, ShelterLink Youth Services. And it's all happening at the Livery Yard in downtown Stratford. We'll share all the details on our socials and with mystratfordnow.com. Kate and Doug, thank you so much. And Doug, have a great concert on Sunday. And before we let you go, Doug, we'll see you on stage for a PCP with their upcoming panto.
Yes, that's true. I am going to be taking a small part in that production. You may see me in garb that is not my usual standard.
Fair enough. More details on that coming up. In the meantime, Doug, check out the show on Sunday. Doug and Kate, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jamie.